Welcome to episode 53 of the 3M Fear podcast. Located in South India, Karnataka, a state known for its beauty and history, has yet another side, a spooky side. Beside the lively cities and ancient temples, there are stories of haunted places that are bound to give you chills. From old forts with ghostly whispers to empty mansions with sad tales, Karnataka has its share of scary spots. Join me on this podcast episode as I go through some of the most scary places in Karnataka. I'll link all the sources in the description from where I got this information and take in all the information with a grain of salt. So get ready, get comfortable, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website, 3amfear.com. Let's get started. The most popular haunted place in Bangalore is the Kempe Gowda International Airport. This airport buzzes with activity day and night. People from all walks of life would hurry through its terminals, unaware of the mysterious secret that lurks within its walls. Now, despite being one of the busiest places in the city, the Bangalore International Airport has gained a reputation as an unexpected shelter for ghosts. Unbelievable as it may sound, the stories of supernatural occurrences had started circulating, earning the airport a spot on the list of the top 10 haunted places in Karnataka. According to the stories shared by airport staff and passengers alike, a ghostly lady dressed in white was spotted wandering not only on the runway but also in the cargo section of the airport. Witnesses have claimed to have seen her figure moving silently through the night. It is also said that the infrared camera had somehow managed to capture a picture of this mysterious woman in the airport. Along with this, there are also rumors spread about a headless ghost haunting the escalators of the airport. So many whispers and hushed conversations would go about, adding fuel to this mystery. Despite the bustling crowds and the constant hum of activity, the Bangalore airport, even with many people there, still has this supernatural aura to it. The tales of the lady in white and the headless ghost has turned it into one of the most mysterious places in Karnataka. Would you visit that place? As someone who is going to be traveling to Bangalore soon, I'm quite excited. Also located in Bangalore, Victoria Hospital is one of those places that is bound to send shivers down your spine. It's not one of those places where you could willingly go for a touristic attraction. I mean, it's a hospital. There are stories being circulated about an eerie white figure that could be spotted near one particular tree within the hospital's premises. Unlike your typical ghosts that like to trouble people or get their attention, this ghost is said to have a completely different craving: food. Many visitors and patients have said that their food packets had mysteriously disappeared when they were not looking. This became sort of a peculiar mystery. The ghostly figure seemed to be more interested in the hospital's food than causing harm to anyone. Despite all this, this place is also said to be one of the most haunted places in Karnataka. Kalpalli Cemetery. When you think of a horror movie, a haunted place, or something scary, I'm sure a cemetery would be the first thing that would come to mind. Located in Karnataka, this cemetery is one such place. Unsurprisingly, it had earned its place on the list of haunted spots in Karnataka. Strange stories had been whispered about a scary creature that resembled a man wandering among the graves. It's not uncommon for a passerby to catch a glimpse of this eerie figure, causing a shiver to run down their spines. Now, the story doesn't end here. Some people claim to feel this mysterious presence behind them as they walked near the cemetery. Now, the sensation of being watched added an extra layer of fear to the already unsettling atmosphere. Just the thought of encountering such a figure is enough to make people stop. Those who have been to the cemetery said that the air around them had suddenly become so thick that it was difficult for them to breathe. This place is said to be so scary that even the guards don't go there after sunset. NH4 Highway. Late at night, on National Highway 4 in Hubli, Karnataka, a stretch of road becomes more notorious for more than just its usual problems. There are so many stories circulated about a mysterious and attractive woman who seems to come out of nowhere, standing by the roadside and asking passerby drivers for lift. And you know what the scary part is? As soon as a kind-hearted driver pulls over and offers to help, the lady vanishes into thin air, leaving them shocked and scared. But the strange encounters don't stop there. The moment the drivers resume their journey, the woman would suddenly reappear and start laughing. This unusual phenomenon has turned this highway into one of the most scary places in Hubli. The tales of the disappearing and reappearing lady with her haunting laughter spread like wildfire. And now travelers are asked to be careful and to make sure they know whom they are giving a lift to. This supernatural mystery is also said to have been linked to a lot of accidents that have taken place in this highway. In this digital era, if you're traveling by that highway, try and keep your camera on and see what you can record. Call center in MG Road. There have been a lot of horror movies made around call centers, and this one is completely true. This unsettling story revolves around a woman who used to work at this call center. Tragically, her life was cut short by a drunk driver who left her injured and alone on the road, crying out for help. Despite her pleas, she succumbed to her injuries, and it is said that her spirit still lingers near the call center. As night falls, passerbys have reported hearing chilling screams that echo through the air. It is said that the cries that one could hear late in the night belong to the woman who was killed in that accident. This incident has turned the call center into one of the most haunted places in Karnataka. This haunted spot is located close to some of the best national parks in Karnataka. And so, the story of the call center ghost continues to live on. If you are from MG Road, have you ever experienced something like this? Banyan Tree in Tiptur area. Banyan Tree is considered to be home for the evil spirits in Hindu mythology. In Tiptur, there stood a banyan tree with a shadowy reputation. Legend said that there were evil spirits living in these ancient branches. This once haunted tree had become a mysterious place in Karnataka, drawing curious people to come and visit it. Over time, scary stories about the tree being haunted spread all over. The villagers were afraid. They were faced with the issue of the alleged spirits. The community decided to take matters into their own hands, and in a collective decision, they decided to cut down the haunted tree and put this whole fear and mystery behind them. Although the banyan tree was no more, there still is this mystery in that area. Those who are brave enough still go to this haunted spot, take a walk, and explore the surroundings. The question still lingers in the air. Were the evil spirits truly gone? Or did they just cut the tree? Although the tree is no longer there, it is still an important part of history. Hoskote Route. This route has earned its reputation as one of the scariest places in the region. This lonely stretch of road has become the backdrop for chilling supernatural encounters. One such spine-tingling story involves that of an auto rickshaw driver who found himself face to face with the unknown. Now, while traveling through this lonely road, he spotted an old lady who needed help. The old lady was begging for a lift. Compassionate, the driver came to a stop and decided to offer her help. To his surprise, the lady had one request. She said that she could not get into the vehicle because she had an injury and that she needed the driver to step out and help her get in. Now, what's to be pointed out here is that the auto rickshaw driver had adorned the interior of his vehicle with holy pictures. Sensing that something might not be right, the driver hesitated to step out. It turned out that this one decision of his would save his life. As he stood by, he watched as the old lady burst into laughter. Apparently, because he had these holy pictures inside his vehicle, the lady could not step in and she wanted him to step out. This wasn't just one incident. There are so many more that have happened. Many people have said to have had seen this lady on the road. Have you ever traveled by this route? Government Hostel in Dharwad. Back in 2016, a YouTube video stirred quite a buzz by claiming that a government boys' hostel in Dharwad was haunted. Apparently, according to them, ghosts had made it their home for the past two decades. Now, despite the lack of solid evidence supporting these chilling allegations, the hostel became kind of a tourist spot for paranormal adventurers. The video, which exposed the supposedly ghostly secrets of the hostel, added an air of mystery to the place. It is said that the hostel has been vacant for 20 years, and this makes the whole thing even more curious. Despite the lack of concrete proof, the haunted reputation of this hostel is still unclear. So if you plan to have a vacation in Dharwad or anywhere nearby and you think about visiting this place, then do let us know how the trip goes. Who knows? You might even get to experience something supernatural. Bijapur, 60 graves, a haunted well. According to history, Afzal Khan had committed a heinous act. It is said that he murdered his 63 wives by pushing them into a well near Saat Kabr. The well, now shrouded in a haunting tale, became witness to a dark chapter in the past. Among the tragic victims, two of his brave wives dared to escape. However, their freedom was short-lived as the soldiers who were loyal to Afzal Khan chased them down and mercilessly killed them. Since then, that well has gained a reputation as one of the most haunted places in Karnataka. Locals and those passing by claim to have heard these mysterious noises coming from the well. It is as if there is this echo of past lingering in the air. The wives crying out to people, begging for help. Kalpalli Cemetery. In Bengaluru, right along Old Madras Road, there's a cemetery known as Kalpalli Cemetery or St. John Cemetery. This burial ground has become famous for its mystery and scary atmosphere. People travelling on the road next to the cemetery have reported feeling an eerie vibe, as if someone was there. As you pass by, you would hear stories about the scary experience that people had. Now, whether it's real experiences in the past or it's just stories that have been passed down generations, no one knows. Many who have passed by the cemetery have said to have felt like something was not right. Some people have also reported seeing a spooky figure lurking through the cemetery after sunset. It is always advised to never visit a haunted place after sunset. Terra Vera. The Terra Vera Mansion in Bangalore is definitely one of the scariest places. Built in 1943 by E.J. Vaj for his daughters, the house became haunted after one of his daughters was tragically killed in 2002. Her body was buried on the premises. His other daughter left, leaving behind valuables like an old car and furniture. The house started showing signs of the supernatural, such as inverted crosses, strange sounds, and creepy sights. People who went in to take pictures found their batteries dead and images corrupted. Even though the mansion is gone, the history and the scary atmosphere is still there. Nale Ba. If you have watched the movie Stree, then you definitely know this. In many villages across Karnataka, the phrase Nale Ba means come tomorrow. It is written on doors to ward off spirits. Legend has it that a ghost bride searches for a groom at night. She would knock on doors and mimic the voices of family members to trick them into opening the door. If the door is opened, she supposedly takes the man from the family with her. This local folklore inspired the Bollywood movie Stree. There are so many stories, so many places, and so many incidents. People have said to have heard or experienced a lot of things. But unfortunately, we don't have proper proof to say that yes, this is what happened in this place. That's why whenever we talk about haunted places, always take the information with a grain of salt. I personally would love to visit these places and see what's the experience. But definitely in the mornings. A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening to all my episodes. Thank you so much. Your listens, your support means a lot. If you love my podcast, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do follow me on whichever podcasting platform you are listening from. And please do leave a rating. It will really help me a lot. You can listen to me on other platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other podcasting platform. If you are in India, you can always listen to my podcast on Gaana or JioSaavn. If you love to listen to strange and mysterious stories, then follow me on Instagram and YouTube, where I put out reels on such stories. These are completely different from the ones that I put out on my podcast, so do follow me on them. If you love travel, you can follow me on my travel channels. I'll link them also in the description. Until then, stay kind and stay safe out there.